This is Senator Al Simpson. Our border with Mexico shows evidence of an environmental wasteland ready to explode. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, right today, Mexico and the U.S. are working hard on a free trade pact to open our common borders to economic expansion. This treaty could also help us solve the pollution that stains that border. From Tijuana to Brownsville, weak environmental standards have turned this 2,000-mile stretch into one big toxic dump. 27 million gallons of raw sewage pour into the Rio Grande each day, along with poisons and chemicals from 1,000 factories. The president wants to kill two birds with one big rock here. Not only can we increase critical trade, but we can forge a new era of environmental progress. Ted, you can hold your breath till you glow in the dark. Or are you going to help us out here? What's it going to be, pal? Don't want to tread on any toes?
Cut the charade, Al. You're no environmentalist. You're the classic wolf in sheep's clothing. Every year, you're right up there on the Dirty Dozen list, the 12 members of Congress with the worst records on the environment and the biggest friends of polluters. So how come you start sounding like an environmentalist on Mexico? Is Dirty Dozen Simpson finally getting the message? Turning over a new leaf? Hardly. One of the big problems with the free trade agreement is that unscrupulous U.S. firms will take advantage of it to move their polluting plants to Mexico in order to evade tough U.S. environmental restrictions. In fact, it's a shameful tactic by those fat cat big polluters, Al. By moving their toxic operations south of the border, they get a double break, cheaper labor, and more lenient environmental regulations. You're up to your old tricks, Al, playing cheerleader for the things that cost America jobs and make pollution worse. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Pentagon spending and how deep to cut it. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.